Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And, Mike, we have numerous sporting events taking place all at the same time. We have the baseball playoffs underway. We have college football that's got some enormous games coming up this weekend and reached the midway point of the season. And, of course, the NFL has reached a point where now I think you could start to see where things are kind of, you know, taking shape and form as to who is and who isn't, but we've got a lot to speak about. I want to thank you for joining us. I am now 2 weeks out of my surgery, right shoulder replacement, reverse replacement surgery. If you remember last week, I got a little loopy and Mike had to take over a little bit for me, but we managed to get through it, and glad that things are getting better, but
well, you look great, and you came in here sans sling, no more sling, driving around now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I was. This is 2 weeks, and I was forbidden to drive, and now I've had the leash removed from me, and I feel good enough not to have the sling on. So yeah, things are moving forward. Glad to be feeling a little bit better coming out of this. Not. Using ice as much as I used to, but still is my go-to when I do not feel so great. So,
was your lovely wife Fran waiting on you hand and foot?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's we share in these kinds of things. I mean, after 53 years, my God.
53
I mean,
years. Congratulations. Yeah. My hat's off to you.
Yeah, my hat's off to her. I have absolutely no idea how she made it this long. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a fun show. Like Ron said, there's this a cornucopia of sports issues to talk about. We're right in the middle of the MLB playoffs, of course, the WNBA playoffs as well, midseason, like you said, NFL, and some surprising stories. What is up with your San Francisco 49ers?
You know, I think they're trying to find themselves. You know, they started out with a slew of injuries. You know, they've lost McCaffrey indefinitely. That is a huge loss. He's the number one ranked overall back in the NFL. And then their running back, Morgan, who took off and has been a great a supplement to their offense, kind of an unknown. He got hurt last week. Debo Samuel's got hurt, and now he's starting to come back a little bit. But, you know, the 49ers have had a number of different problems. They cannot finish in the red zone, which is a major problem in the NFL today. And we're going to be back with our next segment of We'll See About That right after this message. Okay, we're going to move right on over here to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, the economy has reached an all-time high, and it seems like it's spurring along pretty good these days.
Yeah, it is, but there are some cracks that we're seeing, but kind of like the Dodgers. They're kind of playing really well, and they got some cracks.
Okay, good segue to that.
They've been hitting some pretty big home runs, which makes me want to ask, well, what was your most memorable postseason home run?
Fortunately, I had a few.
Fortunately,
you know, it's like, well, what's your biggest, you know, thrill? I don't have just one. You know, I was fortunate to have a few, and their very first one took place in 1977, game one of the NLCS against the Philadelphia Phillies. Bottom of the seventh inning, we're losing 5-1. Steve Carlton is pitching for the Phillies, the Hall of Fame left-hander. I hit the first ever postseason Grand Slam home run, and we ended up tying that game. I did not hit again, but we ended up losing that game. The Phillies scored two runs in the ninth inning to win, but guess what? We came back and won the series, and all was well.
Well, that's one hell of a home run.
That was a good start.
First Grand Slam in postseason history.
That's correct.
Wow.
And
that's a big deal.
I tried to Google it. I tried to Google it the other day, and I said, "What is how many playoff home runs now have been hit in National League playoff history?" And they don't even go back that far anymore. They must have it on microtape or something. I don't know.
Microfiche. Yeah. Speaking of home runs, like I said, you guys know we've got a home run baseball for everyone that Ron hit during the regular season. But based on that story, Ron, we're going to have to sign some more balls for your postseason home runs because that's too cool.
Yeah, anyway, the bigger one came in the World Series, but that's the progression. That was the start.
Tell me about that next week.
I will.
So your viewers can get one of these balls. All they have to do is ask for a second opinion review before the end of the year. We'll look at their estate planning, their tax planning, their insurance, all of it. Their investments, because there's more to investing than just stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. So if you're interested in getting one of these baseballs, give me a call at 888-908-4BFF. Again, 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email me at brad@bfffinancial.com. That's brad@bfffinancial.com. Yes, there's three Fs in there. Anyway, Ron, what do you think? We go into the series or what?
You know, right now the Dodgers are up 2-1, but by the time we hear this segment, we're going to have to be, it'll be down the road. So anyway, we've got to close this up. Brad, thanks so much for your, see you next week.
Yep, take care.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we have now returned to We'll See About That. And this portion of our show is sponsored by Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. So here we are. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the 49ers later when we get into the NFL segment. But let's talk about where we are in the baseball playoffs. Obviously, we're at the championship series. Both American and National League, Cleveland and the New York Yankees have survived their rounds and moved on. And the Yankees at this point in time have a 2-0 lead. And the Dodgers and the New York Mets are in New York awaiting game four.
By the time you're hearing this.
And by the time you hear it, the series will be down the road. But for me, it's been a bugaboo for Mets pitching. They cannot seem to throw the ball over the plate. They're giving up as many walks as they do hits, and it's relevant to the first game. And Cleveland did the same thing in their game. In that one game, they imploded. I think it was the second inning. Their ace was only able to go an inning and a third. And when the relief pitcher came in, they had issued three walks, one hit, two wild pitches, and you talk about, you know, messing up the game real early, very fast. That's one way to do it.
It can get out of hand quite fast.
And it did. Yeah. And to go along with that, you know, the New York Mets did not hit and have not hit at all in two games. And Corey, we have our guest, Corey Ohtani. That's right. It's just the jersey. I see.
Yeah, we have a frequent sports contributor here at CRN Digital Talk Radio, producer Corey Marino, wearing his Dodger jersey, who actually was at the game last Monday. Right. He came down with a little blue flu, you might say, and went to the game. But he's here, and he's, you know, got an encyclopedic-like mind when it comes to baseball. And so, Corey, what you saw that game live, game two, that is. What are your thoughts about how the Dodgers looked on the field in person?
Yeah, you were just talking about how the Guardians were getting out. It got out of hand quick, and it doesn't get out of hand quicker than a leadoff home run to Lindor. And then just an inning later, Nat comes in throwing fastballs right down the middle, couldn't get out of the zone. And he had everybody near a 2-2 count, most of them. So he had two strikes on him, had him where he wanted him, and just let up hit after hit, walk after walk, and then, of course, a grand slam to just kill our hopes.
Well, you were at that game too, and Ron and I were talking about this before the show in our extensive prep session, is that that was a quick turnaround. That was a 1 p.m. start. It was a Monday, and the league didn't want to compete with Monday Night Football. And so, Ron, as someone that, you know, has played a lot of Major League Baseball, been deep into the playoffs, a World Series champion yourself, that short turnaround, how's that affect you guys?
You know, it's not like it hasn't been done before. You know, in the past, you know, you always have one team that starts the series before the next one. And because of the alignment being on the West Coast, East Coast, sometimes that team that played the first game is also going to play the first game the next day. So you're going to be two games played, and that 5 o'clock game that's coming on later, they haven't even played their first game yet. So, yeah, they're competing with other sports. You know, who's the location of it is also important. So they were just a victim of the scheduling. And if you win, I think you're anxious to get right back out there and say, hey, let's do this all over again. But when you lose, you need a little bit of time to put this in place, process it, so that you don't go out there saying, you know, what happened, and all of a sudden you're losing game two before you even have a chance to get through what you need to do.
One thing that's kind of stuck out to me is that the big names, you know, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, DeWitt, they've been a little bit – their bats have been a little bit cool. We saw Shohei, you know, kind of hit kind of a garbage time home run, a towering shot though. But what's going on with these guys? Do you think that the other teams, you know, they key so much towards these players, these – big name players, MVP caliber players, or do you think it's the bright lights?
You know, I mean, look, you're playing in major markets. You know, you got both New York teams in. You know, you got the three highest paid payrolls in baseball, and that's usually the way that it kind of comes down, whether you like it or not. The teams that have the biggest payrolls are usually the ones that are in the playoffs. But the kind of year that Aaron Judge had, you know, there's just a matter of time before, you know, the odds, you know, take place. You know, I mean, every time you get five hits, you got an 0-for-10 staring you somewhere, okay? And it's just because that's the way it is. It's a difficult game. You got guys out there who pitch, and then you got seven other guys and one catcher, you know, trying to field the ball. So, you fail. When you're really good, just average-wise, you fail 7 out of 10 times. So it seems to me that you have to have, you know, a really short memory because you're going to fail a lot more than you succeed. But when you succeed at the rate that those three players did, Bobby Witt had a monster year for the Kansas City Royals. He's a young player. He gets into the playoffs for the first time. Kansas City rebounded from, you know, I think 100 loss season the year before, as George Brett said, and loves Bobby Witt Jr. And yeah, it may have been too much for him the first round. He only got one hit, had nothing to do with anything that was going on. Aaron Judge finally hit a lull after an incredible season. 57 home runs, 140 some RBIs, hit 325, ops over 1,000. A monster year. And at some point in time, you're going to come back down to earth. You know, my brother-in-law, who lives in Rye, New York, big Yankee fan, you know, he asked me, he says, you know, what's going on with Judge? You know, all my friends are thinking, what's going on with Judge? I'm saying it's just the law of averages. I mean, you can't keep up that pace. It's got to come. Your hotspot has to drop. And I say the same with Ohtani. When you look at game two, when you went, Corey, and Manaea, he was the perfect pitcher for the Mets to be pitching this game. He's got an odd angle arm slot coming from the left, sweeps everything across, more like Chris Sale, of which he gave credit to for helping him now get into this new pitching form. And he perplexed Ohtani. He did, and he did the same thing. You know, Betts didn't do anything. Freeman didn't do anything. Teoscar Hernandez, who I thought was the second best offensive player on the Dodgers this year, you know, got through them all. and you know, that gave them the opportunity. Yes, they did fight back a little bit better than the Mets, but it was a product of, you know, the Mets botching an easy double play ball that would have gotten them out of the inning. And you know, you just I don't want to ramble any more about this, but you know, when you get to this point in time of the year, you just hope that you're feeling good, that you're seeing the ball well, that you're making good solid contact, and you'll take what goes with it. But it's been a little bit of a hit and miss for all of them. They've all been having luck like they had during the course of the regular season.
Yeah, there's been some pretty atrocious defense too, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a comedy of errors. I mean, there was two guys in one inning got picked off. You had two ground balls back to the pitcher in the Met-Dodger game the other night that he couldn't field. He gets out of the inning if he does that. The Mets had opportunities to get to Buehler early, and they squandered every one of them. And so, you know, they just came apart once again. They couldn't pitch, and they couldn't hit.
I think in order to be successful at baseball, you probably need to be able to pitch well and hit well.
You better do it at a better rate. And, you know, I had another friend of mine, who was a Yankee fan, saying, you know, what's going on with the Mets? And I'm saying, well, they pretty much stunk up the place from the beginning. You know, they didn't hit. They didn't field. They couldn't pitch. They couldn't get the ball over the plate. They didn't play well enough defensively. They looked like they just kind of rolled over and died. But I said, it's only one game. And then, of course, the game that Corey went to, you know, they responded early, which they needed to do. And then going back to New York, they go back and, you know, just dump all over themselves again. So that's they need to play a lot better. It looks like the Dodgers now might be in control of this, as are the Yankees. The Yankees are two up on Cleveland at this point in time, heading to Cleveland. And we'll see what happens in game three in that one. We're going to take a short break with We'll See About That, and we'll be back right after this next message.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we have returned to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey and our good friend Corey, who's joined us to talk a little bit about baseball and other sports. And you mentioned that you wanted to speak to Dave Roberts and the Manny Machado little incident.
Yeah, this is something here that I think needs to be explained to me and probably the audience at large, is because this is, of course, during the Padres series that there was this brouhaha about, you know, some disrespect from Manny Machado towards Dave Roberts because allegedly, apparently, in between innings, as one's, you know, known to do, you kind of will throw the ball towards the dugout of the other team that's coming on to take the field. And I guess Dave Roberts took offense to the velocity and intent of a ball thrown his direction by one Manny Machado.
Yeah, well, here's my experience of all of that. I saw the throw in towards the dugout. And in between innings, you know that the infielders will take balls thrown on the ground from the first baseman. And they will just throw, you know, two or three lobs over there and get the thing started. And where they do is when the ball comes back off the field, where it did in this case, Manny Machado had it between second and third on the grass, about two-thirds of the way towards third base. He threw it over the chalk line, which is about where you would throw it, so that it goes up and rests at the base of the fence that is in front of the dugout. And that's where the ball boy is, okay? The manager is not even in the vicinity of that area. He's at the other end of the dugout. He's down at the front of the dugout where the batters come up and go to the on-deck circle. He's next to the bat rack. So now there seems to be some kind of, you know, malicious intent. First of all, when I saw him throw there, he didn't look around to say, aha, you know, I spotted Dave Roberts. You know, I'm going to fire a bullet in there and see if I can, you know, put a tattoo on him somewhere. And it wasn't that way. And I'm just going to tell you that's how I saw it. I didn't see that happened with any malicious intent. And then it comes up in the paper that Dave says, oh, yeah, he took it upon himself to take the heat off his players for, you know, taking on this, you know, I'm gonna deal with this. You know, uh-huh. I'm gonna stand up and be for my guys. It wasn't necessary. There wasn't anything there. And plus, what he led people to believe is that there was something going on between Machado. He threw Manny under the bus, as far as I'm concerned. And he said, well, you know, there was a, you know, something going on here when he was here, you know, a couple of years ago over the last couple of months, you know. And it's like, Dave, was there something going on? That, because I was there, and I didn't see anything going on. Uh-huh. So it was, you know, I think misguided. And to basically tell the press that you created the situation, I thought it was hilarious.
This seems like, you know, Michael Jordan famously would, like, make up slights, you know, against himself to motivate him. But this seems like way out there if – you know, Dave Roberts was trying to motivate his team by trying to pick a personal fight with Manny Machado. You got your ear to the street, Corey. What do you think about this whole thing?
I mean, if it helped us win, it helped us win. I don't think it did. I didn't see anything egregious when he threw the ball. I think they were just still heated from the whole profar and balls being thrown at him and everybody getting upset with each other.
Yeah.
And I just think that San Diego, it's becoming a rivalry, but I wouldn't call it a full-blown rivalry because they only beat us like once in the playoffs and we beat them now. So, but and when we've had like – they're getting better, but I think a rivalry has to be at least over 5 years.
Mm-hmm. It's not a Dodgers-San Francisco Giants situation.
No. I mean,
no, but let
it's
me
It's getting
just,
there, though.
Let me just say this. You know, how you play, where you finish creates a rivalry. You know, we did not really have a rivalry with San Diego until about 1978 when they became a team that was contending. We'd always had the Giant rivalry. That was, you know, predetermined when they moved from New York to Los Angeles and San Francisco. And, of course, you had the Big Red Machine, which was, you know, everybody's nemesis back then. We developed another rival in the Houston Astros in 1980 when we had a divisional tie for the title. 1981, 1982, here comes the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you create a rivalry by contending, you know, and that's how it works. Sometimes it stays on longer than that, but sometimes it doesn't.
There's also some news that is kind of percolating right now. Some hot stove, actually, when the stove is still cooking, that Clayton Kershaw, who's mm-hmm. not in the on the Dodgers roster right now, he's had an injury-riddled last couple of years.
Yeah.
He has announced that he will return and pitch next season. He did not mention if he's going to take a pay cut. Your thoughts, both of you fellas, and Curry, let's start with you. You're a young man. I want to, and you're a huge Dodgers fan, and I want to know your opinion of Clayton Kershaw and also your opinion of Clayton Kershaw's legacy moving forward.
I love him, and I don't think that you can ruin a legacy with your last years unless, like, there's only one way he can ruin his legacy as a Dodger, and it's if he went to the Astros. But that's like, if he went to the Rangers, I'd be like, okay, well, that's his hometown, okay. Whatever. That yeah. The only way he ruins his legacy in my eyes is if he goes to the Astros. Yeah. You could even, I mean, probably the Giants too. But I think he's fine.
You don't feel that he is kind of taking advantage of the organization, if that's even possible, because he's earning so much money. But he's rarely on the field, and also he's had kind of a history of really not performing well in the playoffs, at least since 2022, moving on.
So in my eyes, I think it's just the L.A. thing that they do, the owners, because they did the same thing with Kobe. Kobe wasn't really trying – he wasn't really helping the team. He was still one of the better players in basketball, but we weren't winning championships because of him, and he was making really good money those last 2 years. But – I think if
Careful,
we do
Corey,
bring him in
– I won't hear a bad word about Kobe.
I'm just saying it's a similar situation. But if we do bring him in, I say we just start ramping him up at All-Star. And if he can't do it by then we didn't need him. And if anything, maybe he goes to the bullpen. But I think he really wants to go after that 3,000 strikeouts at as a Dodger.
As a Dodger.
Yeah.
That's something – because Ron and I were talking too earlier, you know, about his guy, Willie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, and you said, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, yeah. Maybe stayed at the party a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Even though he had 660.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sniffing it at 700 home runs.
You know, once you take off the uniform, you know, it's done. You know, you can't return. And especially, you know, for those who've had long, prolific careers, you know, you're at a heightened age. And there's nothing worse for the person individually than to go out there and embarrass themselves down the stretch, not play the game like you know them to be able to play it and they know what their limitations are. And you know, I experienced the same thing. You know, it really is time to go. It's hard. It's very hard. This is something you've loved your entire life. It's difficult to give up because, as I said in the beginning, you know, once you give it up, you know, you can't come back. For me, I think the Dodgers have extended and been even over courteous to keeping him on. His injuries have taken place now for at least three, maybe the last 4 years, where he hasn't been able to perform, and yet they've always left the door open for him. It's up to him to make that decision. But for me, he's taking up another roster spot. There's another arm out there. I do think at this point in time that he's not their best option because of the injuries. And I think that he's just going to have to accept the inevitable, which is probably time to, you know, put the shoes off, take the shoes off and leave them on.
Yeah, hang the spikes up. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's interesting.
It's tough.
It's, yeah, I'm sure.
I understand.
I'm sure it is. I mean, especially, I mean, you always, you got the camaraderie of the guys. You got the routine of going to the ballpark every day. You're getting paid millions of dollars. And folks, let me tell you this. Like, people say, oh, how much is enough? You know how much is enough? More.
Yeah.
More.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he has, you know, generational wealth at this point, which means that, you know, he's He's free to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would suggest that, you know, if you have looked yourself in the eye, as you should have, that, you know, it's now's the time to redirect and go have fun with your family and do the things you want to do. He's had a brilliant career. His in-season performances have been terrific. And, you know, once again, when you get to the postseason, you expect these guys to perform at the same level. And sometimes, and in particular his case, you know, it hasn't been, you know, that same way. He's pretty much kind of in the middle of the road here. Made some contributions, but not what you had thought it might be.
Just to defend my friend Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, who Corey Marino just besmirched. And you can find him at cmarino at crntalk.com. No matter how bad the Lakers were during his final years and no matter how much money he was making, he still played hard every game. And I think that's what some of the Dodger fans I know lament is the fact. I mean, I've never met the man, but I've heard him interviewed a lot of times. He seems like a very nice, down-to-earth, humble guy, Clayton Kershaw. He is very involved in charity work, and my hat's off to him for that. But I think it's when you see somebody making that amount of money and like Ron said too, taking up a spot, you know, and him is just eating sunflower seeds, standing on the top rail, making $20 million a year is a little hard for me to take.
Okay, so since you got off the beaten path with mentioning your favorite Lakers, it's in the preseason, and you got less than 30 seconds to give me what you think is going on over there.
If Anthony Davis can stay healthy and stay motivated, I think they are probably a 7th or an 8th seed. I think that they – oh, Corey's shaking his head.
Five.
Okay, that's fair. We can book that. But wow. We'll see. We'll see how the Bronny and LeBron father and son show works out.
Yeah, I'm real skeptical about that. I don't think there's going to be much playing time for him the way I see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be right back with another segment of We'll See About That. Please join us after this message.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched 2 new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the and we are back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. And it's This Week in Dodger History presented by BFF Financial. 1981. Year of my birth. Dodger outfielder Rick Monday dashes the first Canadian pennant hopes with a ninth inning, two-out dramatic home run to beat the Expos 2-1 in the NLCS's deciding game. The series marks the first and last time in franchise history Montreal makes it to the postseason until 2012, when the Washington Nationals, of course, achieved that feat.
And the World Series pennant flag and trophy come back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, where it
Thank
belongs.
You very much.
Yeah, indeed.
4-2 winners over the New York Yankees, our nemesis in the World Series, of which we played three of those four World Series that I was in. And yes, it was glad to be able to finally come up with that big trophy.
Yep, it's yes, a nice
it
one.
It was.
Congratulations.
I remember it well. Yeah. Let's take a look at college football here for a second. You know, we've got some, you know, we're at the halfway point for the most part. There's a new alignment this year. There's going to be 12 teams in this playoff segment, and it's starting to take shape. And, of course, the big game on the ledger this week is the Texas Longhorns taking on the Georgia Bulldogs in Texas. This is a very, very, very big game, more so for Georgia than it is Texas. Georgia has a number of teams left on the schedule that include Tennessee and Mississippi, and they can't afford to lose anymore. Outside chance you could lose one more, but the LSU is also in the mix. Alabama is still hanging around, although they're not playing their best football. And when you look at what happened with Oregon, the new member of the Big Ten, coming from the old Pac-12.
Yeah, don't like that.
Flexing their muscles.
Yes, exactly. New sheriff in town of the
exactly.
Big Ten, fellas.
And, you know, to the chagrin of Ohio State fans who made that long trek to the West Coast, come up 1 point short, of which Oregon left two extra points and a field goal on the field and had a chance to, if they were a little bit more proficient in the red zone, would have put the winning touchdown and clinched the game at that point. But it left the door ajar for a little bit. And Ohio State came roaring back in the last couple of minutes of the game and got into a very controversial position with about 15 or 20 seconds left in the game when Oregon State took a penalty.
An intentional 12-man on the field penalty, correct?
That's correct. And it's all within the guidelines, and you've seen it happen before where you will have a team take a delay of game to either get a better angle on a field goal or more distance for you to drop the punt in there.
Yeah.
So it's all within the regulations, the manipulation, the way that goes. You see it happen in basketball too, where you see a guy gets
they
a
take
break
a foul.
And they
yeah.
foul the guy that's the worst foul shooter on the floor. They use the rules to their advantage. And the problem with Ohio State was that, you know, 4 seconds or 5 seconds ran off on the clock because of the situation. And now Ohio State is faced with too long a field goal, and they need quite a bit of yardage, and that takes time, precious time. And the only route that's available is a pass play to the sideline where you can get out. Hopefully there's enough time left on the clock, but to run 15 yards down the field and make a pass and get it all done within 6 seconds is rather difficult. And so when that pattern was covered and the quarterback took off rather than throwing a Hail Mary, you knew the game was over.
Yeah, in that situation, you got to get the ball.
Yeah.
You got to clock it.
Yeah, you do. And then, you know, it's a matter of saying, you know, you elected not to take, you know, a 60-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Okay? That's too much to ask. And it takes too much time for you to get into field goal position. So if you're going to take off and run, you might as well try to score. Don't go down because the clock's going
to
run out.
You might want to try to lateral, try the old hook and ladder or something like that.
Something, but it didn't work out, and it did. And kudos to Oregon. You look at the other game down here last week, USC and Penn State. Penn State has to score a last minute touchdown to tie the game, and then they go into overtime and. Two fouls, one holding and one pass interference that weren't called, backed two out of three plays that were missed, that the broadcasters had, were all over. And they missed a long field goal because of it. And Penn State runs a couple of plays, kicks a field goal, and wins.
Yeah, I think Lincoln Riley might need to start contact a real estate agent. I think he might not be around next season. Let's talk just about briefly who we have here in the top AP top 25, still undefeated. We have, as I mentioned, number one, Texas Longhorns. They're at Georgia, which is going to be a great game.
Yeah.
The beasts of the new beasts of the Big Ten, the Oregon Ducks, they're at Purdue. That should be an easy one. And this one kind of stuck out to me right here. Penn State, number three, 6-0. They're at Wisconsin. And I think that game's going to be a little bit trickier than I think.
I do too. Not because my wife is an alumni, but because, Wisconsin has, I think, a perennial top 25 program. And they haven't had the greatest of starts. Their offense, they lost their quarterback early. They haven't played like you would think they had. But last week, they beat a Rutgers team at home soundly. And I think Penn State's going to have a little bit more of a tussle than they thought.
And Badger Nation, too, Wisconsin, and we are in, the fall. It's going to be windy.
Right.
It's going to be cold. The conditions will be tough.
Yeah, and that's a great fan-based school. They love their football, and they are diehards, and there's parties everywhere, I think it's going to be a good game.
Let's move on to the pros. We teased a little bit earlier how it's Ron's team, the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
They are, not necessarily meeting expectations. And so what the coaching staff decided to do is to call a team meeting, and Corey, you can weigh in on this too. And they showed the team when the last time the San Francisco 49ers lost the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
to relive that experience, to feel the emotion, to motivate them. Yeah. Ron, do you think as a pro athlete, a World Series champion, that motivation to watch your losing games would be a good idea?
I didn't need that to get motivated. Yeah, I didn't need to watch that again. They lost it on the last play of the game. It's not like there was time remaining. Like we had a couple minutes or whatever to come back and try to make a game out of it. But this was the winning drive. They had to do this.
Yeah.
And it did work out for my 49ers. But, they've had trouble finding themselves. And as I've said that, they stand atop of the West. And it's not because they're playing so great, but Seattle came back to a little bit of, normal territory. But the Rams have been pathetic, and I think they'll continue to be pathetic. And the Arizona Cardinal, they're 2-4. They got a long ways to go. So you're either going to win your division, you're not going to be a wild card. Hopefully they'll get healthy the second half of the season. But, your team's at the top right now. You obviously have to put Kansas City up there because they're the defending champions and they're undefeated. I think you can put the Vikings into that.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills are playing good enough football to be, considered to be one of those teams, maybe not that team. But I'm very impressed with Baltimore right now.
Lamar Jackson is playing like MVP.
Yeah. And Derrick Henry is a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, he is rushing for 100 yards a game. He's scoring 2 touchdowns a game. They're utilizing him. They got a double-headed snake in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I mean, they both can kill you running the football. But their defense is always what I have loved about Baltimore. You know that you're going to have a well-coached team, that they're going to be on you for 60 minutes. You're going to know that you're in a game. And I think that's what I respect most about that. And you can lay that on Harbaugh.
I think they have the best chance to take down the Chiefs, and I think if they both, the Chiefs and the Ravens, both go in healthy to the playoffs or wherever they meet each other, because they already played and the Chiefs got the better of them, but I think the Ravens take them if, because I think that line will have more time because they had to get a new center and two new guards, and Chris Jones is someone to take as a beast in the middle that the Chiefs had, and in the first game it was just too much for him. But when they meet, if they meet in the playoffs, I think the Ravens take them this year.
Well, you know, if that first game ended with that controversial play at the end of the end zone there with the player, is he in or is he out? And that was the end of the game. Plus, then they lost another real tough game. And when you saw the Kansas City-Cincinnati game, Cincinnati had a beat. If they did not have that interference call, 4th and 25, I mean, give me a break here. Guys lose jobs over making plays like that.
Yeah.
That was really unfortunate. And Joe Burrow on the sideline just hung his head. You know, I've got you beat, and now we just lost it just like that. So, yeah, I agree with you. Baltimore is going to be very strong down near the end. And what about the Atlanta Falcons, and what about the Detroit Lions, who just absolutely crushed the Dallas Cowboys?
I do love the Lions, but unfortunately they did just lose Aiden Hutchinson, who was leading the league in sacks, and he had a gruesome injury where his leg hit another person's leg and snapped in two.
Yeah, that's not fun. Going back to that Cowboys loss of 47-9, I believe the Cowboys have lost four games in a row. And Jerry Jones, he went on a Dallas radio show, and he was indignant. He almost pretty much walked out of the interview and castigated the hosts.
Yeah, he said he was going to fire him and get people in there that can ask the right questions.
I mean, Jerry Jones is kind of the face of the Dallas Cowboys at this point, and they haven't been competitive for many years right now. I mean, it is probably the most valuable sports franchise outside of soccer in the world.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
So what do we do here? I mean, is this like a Lakers situation where he's just fine making money and wins and losses be damned?
You know, indignant, I think, is the word. I did hear some commentary coming from some news media outlet basically chastising him for and threatening, as you mentioned, the people who do the broadcasts. I mean, come on. Let's not be a big bully billionaire here. Just because you didn't have your team perform, you got to take responsibility. The question of who should be the coach has been in question for a couple of years now. And what about Dak Prescott? I mean, you know, I mean, you just gave him a gazillion dollars.
Big pile of money.
And he just demolished the old home that he was living in. So, you know, I don't know how much motivation you have to have, but, you know, CeeDee Lamb also signed a big contract. Where's the future of the Dallas Cowboys right now? Not for me to answer.
Yeah, it seems like they are more interested in free agents than building through the draft, which seems to be successful both economically and practically now moving forward.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back for our last segment of We'll See About That right after this. Thank you. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Okay, we're back here with our last segment of We'll See About That for this week. We've had a really good discussion about the playoffs and pro football, a little college football, and we covered the Lakers a little bit. And we also did the WNBA, which is coming down. The New York Liberty is taking a lead in that series, and they're my pick to win.
That's who I got too.
Yeah, Stewie and Enescu. Yeah, I think that they're going to prevail. How about you, Corey? You watch women's basketball?
Not a whole lot, but I did see her make the three. I did see Stewart make the 3-point to win the game with the second left. It was nice, and it was a couple feet behind the line, so it was a deep three. Yeah.
A little housekeeping here. Make sure if you want to check out anything vis-a-vis Ron Say, check out the website, theronsayshow.com. Check him out on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. His fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever fine books are sold. But check it out on the website, The Ron Say Show, because you can get all sorts of interesting signing options available. And I believe you have a book signing coming up right now.
I do. It's a book signing slash appearance, a memorabilia signing out in Monterey Park. Be out there at 11:30. Check your Instagram site for the location and the notification. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if my right shoulder is going to be able to handle this thing.
The sign in,
yeah. it might be a little too much, but I think I'll be okay.
Well, Corey's actually volunteered to accompany you, and he'll sign, but because it'll be under your permission, it's just as good as a regular.
Yeah,
signature.
For sure. So, what do you think? I mean, we're getting close. You think it's going to be? A Yankee-Dodger World Series?
I'm sure that's what Ron Manfred and the league wants, because you got number one, number two media markets. That's what I would like to see, and I'm sure that'd be quite special for you, right, Ron?
What I consider the best franchises in baseball, getting back, you know, for another round of this. Be exciting, I'm sure, for all the fan bases. How about you, Corey?
I would love it. I haven't been able to actually get to watch that rivalry like throughout my lifetime. I was a little too
young. YouTube it.
But I want to be in. I want to see big teams. I want big East Coast, big West Coast. It's the coast against coast, and that's what we need.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, how could it get any bigger if you had Ohtani and Judge and Soto? You know, I mean, wow, that's pretty good stuff.
No one wants two New York teams either.
Oh, you don't want a Subway series?
No.
Well, you know, whatever it is, you're going to be getting it, and we look forward to it. It should be very exciting. I just want to say thanks for joining us this week. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope your teams all play well.